Well, good afternoon. Oh, yeah. I was thinking morning, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get it wrong if I say morning, and I still got it wrong. Oh, well. So that's what I'm going to be talking about, losing it, all right? But, you know, announcement, a couple announcements or one. We're going to have a potluck on Sunday. We're going to have the services. And then we'll have our potluck and then the Lord's Supper. It's a traditional, we kind of threw a wrench in things the last potluck. We kind of themed it. But this one will be your traditional church potluck where you just bring what you have, you know. We'll provide the plates and the cups and water and the little flavor packets that Alan likes, right? And coffee and all that kind of stuff. So you just bring your goodies, all right, and we'll have a good time and enjoy the Lord's Supper. So, you ever had a new pair of shoes? I mean, yeah, you have, but I remember growing up, if I got myself a pair of new white, I don't know if you call it tennis shoes, but they were, I didn't play tennis, so they were sneakers, you know. And some Bahamian kids that used to come to school, they used to call them tennies, all right, get me some new tennies. But I just felt so new and so clean. And I'd usually buy them for a specific, oh, it's the brand new basketball season. So I got some new shoes. And I could never, and you're supposed to do what? Are you supposed to wear those out on the street and around? No, if you've got discipline or anything, you save those. You put them aside, and then when you play the game, you know, you bring them out. But I just wanted to wear my white new tennis shoes. And lo and behold, what would happen? You'd scuff them up and get mud on them or something, and they weren't new anymore. You know, and then they'd start to get old, and pretty soon those favorite new shoes became a pair that you just put up and you didn't want to wear. Or maybe if you went to mow your lawn or do something like that, you'd put those on as work shoes. And you know, we're kind of like that, aren't we? As human beings, we go through life and we come to the pinnacle of life at the ripe old age of your early 20s, you know, and then it's like your pair of tennis shoes, you know, for the rest of your life until you put them up. And that's a new car is another way like that, you know. Oh, nothing. They even sell spray. You know, that's new car spray. You can put in your car. I've never had a new car in my adult life. My parents bought me one when I was in high school, and they were smart. They did not allow me to bring that car to Arkansas. You know, I went from driving a brand new car, you know, my senior year of high school, to come to Fayetteville, Arkansas. I had to walk everywhere, bum rides from everybody and all that. But it was wise for them to do that. But, you know, sometimes I feel like that old used car. And I'm not super old, but I'm telling you, I'm starting to feel it. I really am. You can look at me right now, look at my face. I went to the dermatologist the other day, you know, yesterday. Was it yesterday? I can't remember what month is this, but I went to the dermatologist, you know, because I got weird things going on in my skin, you know. I had this thing, and I was like, I'm not sure, you know, so they chunked a piece out, you know, and then they get out this liquid nitrogen and start spraying your face. $25 a spray, you know, I knew that's what they charge insurance. So every time, I'm just going, 25, 50, you know, 75. And the lady was asking, you know, that was in the room, how many times did you do that? You know, and they wanted to make sure they got every one of those charged. But you know, before I went to the, well, I was in the lobby of the dermatology clinic. They, seems like they always do this. You got to fill out a new health, you know, here, get this iPad and fill out a new. I thought I did this like 5 times for y'all. And you got to fill out what what your health record is, right? And I remember just putting no, 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 no everywhere. Do you take any medicine? No, no, no. Do you have this? No, no, no. And, you know, it's not like that anymore. It's yes, no, no, yes, you know. And I was thinking, man, when it came to cancer, yes, I had to actually put that down. You know, that's a big one to put down. Diabetes, you know, type 2, that's the kind you earn. You know, boom, I had to put that down. High blood pressure, boom, I had to put that down. All right. I'm thinking, I am a wreck here, you know. Arthritis. I'm starting to get arthritis in my knee. I went for a scan, a follow-up scan on my arm where I had the cancer. And I said, you know, my knees are hurting. They said, oh, we'll take a picture of those, you know. And the report came back that severe arthritis in this knee here. And I'm telling you, I go to Sam's now, and if I forgot something and it's on the other side of the store, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going over there again. That is too far. I mean, it hurts. We have a nurse in our school. One of her main jobs is for me. Brother Brian sucker on me the other day. I told him some of my ailments, you know, and, I got to turn on the mic. I'm sorry. But I was telling him, and he said, Kendall, you take care of him. She had, you know, all sorts of tests she's running on me. Everything was pretty good. But it's like, wow, we wear out, you know, as human beings. We wear out. You think, you know, you're invincible. My parents lived a long time. Mom lived almost to 99. My dad was 93. They didn't take hardly any medicine, you know. And I'm thinking, I got that, you know. I'll be 180, you know. Add those two up. But I think I'm going to skew that result a little bit because it's just, you know, that's the way life is to a great extent. And the nice thing is, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 35, is that we have hope. You know that? We have hope of a new what? A new body. We're going to get a new, brand new white shoes, you know, a new car, so to speak. But we're going to get a new body one of these days. And you begin to appreciate that, you know, as your body begins to what? Degrade and fall apart. It's like, man, I'm looking forward to the day that the knee doesn't hurt. I mean, Kendall gave me a shot in the knee, you know. It still hurts, all right. It's like, I wonder what's going on. I asked her, can you give another one? And she said, no, we can't do that. I said, why not, you know? But you can only do so much, you know. Hope is a confident expectation of something to happen. And I have a confident expectation that one day I'm going to get a new body. You know, and when the scripture talks about our new body, it doesn't say every single thing, you know. I was asking around to some people about, what do you know about the new body and things like that, our resurrected body, and some people have, well, this, you know, are we going to be able to recognize each other? Will our new body, you know, have some of the characteristics? Well, I'll say in heaven, oh, that's Rick. And I think we will. I'm sure we will, right? How tall will Rick be, all right, compared to me? Will I be tall and he'll be short, you know? And I get stupid sometimes. I was thinking, what if somebody's not real pretty? How are they going to, you know, are they going to get pretty? Or what's going to go on? But I know it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious, so they're going to be pretty. We're all going to be glorious to behold, just like our Savior was. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and there's several verses, starts in verse 35, it says, but some men will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may be chance of wheat or some other grain. It's going to be different, isn't it? But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Amen. We'll all have distinct features, I'm sure, somehow. And all flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. And there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. And there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. We have corruptible bodies. They fall apart. Things happen. But it's raised in what? Incorruption. It will not be able to be corrupted. You know, we'll not have to go to the dermatologist. There won't be that in heaven. I mean, none of that will exist. All right? It was sown in dishonor. And it is raised in what? Glory. It is sown in weakness. But it is what? Raised in power. I mean, we're going to have power. We're going to have glory. Those things. It is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body. Now, that's a little weird. If we've gone through the body, soul, and spirit things, we kind of usually distinguish that. You got spirit, and you got a body. But we're going to have a body, but we'll be in the spiritual realm. You know, it will be some, that'll be a little different, won't it?
Yes.
Trying to explain all of that. But, you know, when Jesus came, you know, he had a body. All right. And then he got a resurrected body. And you can get into the complicated things. And that's not the purpose of what I want to talk about. You can't do that in a Russian style message, you know. But the bottom line is we're going to get an incorruptible, glorious new body one day. All right. When the what sounds. When are we going to get that? All right. And so, let's see, it's a natural body. So it is, let's see, verse 44. It is raised a spiritual body, and there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. First man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have been born the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And this now I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither death nor corruption. Behold, verse 51, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. All right. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. At the last trump. Now you can study that and see when that is, you know. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what?
Changed.
Changed. Amen. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? All right. And the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. One day, we're going to be changed, you know, and that's something that you got to cling to. I woke up this morning in a terrible mood, just a negative Nelly mood, you know. I don't do that a lot, but everything, I just was worried about everything or concerned about everything, you know. It was, oh, this isn't the way I want it to be. I'm not being this way. And this, everything was what? Just negative. But you know what? That wasn't such a bad thing because it drove me to what? Prayer. I remember I told Michelle and Dutcher, I'm going to church. You got to take care of everybody here in the morning. Get them to school and all that. But I got to get. And I came up here, you know, and I read some verses and talked with the Lord. And guess what? I had a different perspective. I had hope, you know. And throughout the day, I was teaching about World War One. You ever seen World War One? What some of those guys went through? And I thought, boy, my life is what? My life is good. Even though I'm going downhill, I still got a what? I got a good life. I'm not in a trench. All right, fighting for my life. And that's the way the world is. They're in a trench fighting for their life, and we need to bring them hope. So that's one of the things I want to encourage you with. You know, Christ resurrected, so will we. And we're going to have a brand new body. And those of us who are running down in life, we can appreciate that more and more and more as the days go by. Amen?
Amen. Amen.